Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host, psychic medium and teacher of alignment. I can't click on that right now. I've got to check the settings. Anyway, welcome back, guys. This is a super quick episode where I ponder the question, why do we feel the desire to write? So here goes. The reason that we feel the desire so strongly to write and create, to write that song, to draw that picture, to plant that garden, is because either you or someone else is calling it through you. So the reason that I feel so strongly this desire to write so many books at once is because there are people who are calling these books through me. The reason that you want to paint that painting is not for the final result. It's because of the joy that you have called forth, the joy you will feel as you create it, the relaxation you will feel as you get into the zone while painting. And the garden, it's the same thing. The joy you will feel, the relaxation, the ease, the meditative moments you'll feel while you're gardening, the products, the things you'll harvest from your garden, they're all being called forth, and that's why you get this immense, intense desire to do these things. Now, if you write a song and you don't want to share it, if that's truly because you feel like, I don't feel the need to share, then that the pleasure of that moment of creation was just for you. If you write a song and you feel this urge to share it, then someone out there wants to hear it, probably more than one. So don't be afraid to share your creations. Forget about this human need to judge your creations. It's like we've forgotten the whole point of creation and simply to just make, just create. You know, when kids are playing with Play-Doh or making stick and mud creatures or drawing a crayon creature, a crayon face. Most of them, very young children, are not worried about what it's going to look like. They're just creating for the joy of it. So write that book, write that song, sing it, get it out there. Don't be afraid to show it. I mean, if you really look at other people's creations, some of the most popular songs on YouTube are not what you would call, or some would call, masterpieces, and that's okay. Some of the greatest artists were not what some would call masterpiece artists. Oh my gosh, my English at the moment is just a little I'm not a native English speaker, but it's all getting a little tumbled right now. What I'm trying to say is some of the artwork in galleries is not complicated or tricky to do. It's about the feeling you put into it and the feeling that people get when they perceive what you've created. But don't create for others, do it for you, and enjoy it and love it and appreciate all the mistakes, because they're not really mistakes. Alright guys, so here's why you feel so strongly this desire to create and write that book. Because somebody wants to read it. Alright, take care guys. All my love.